This is Ozarks at Large. This week before Christmas, we're presenting a holiday radio play produced inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. Yesterday, in part one, we met Meredith, a student at West End High School, the setting of our radio play, Christmas Carol High School. It's written by Mark Landon Smith and produced by Arts Live Theater. In part one, we learned that Meredith was the lead in the school's production of Romeo and Juliet, but had decided not to learn her lines. When her teacher threatened to replace Meredith with an understudy, she reminded her teacher that her father was president of the school board.
And we're rich. Filthy, stinking rich. So I can do pretty much anything I want.
Will things change for this Scrooge of West End High School? Today's episode begins with our ghostly guide, Gwendolyn, setting the scene.
And now let us go to the West End High School gymnasium where cheerleading practice is in full swing.
Hedgehog fans, show your spirit. Yell out loud so we can hear it. Hedgehog spirit, hedgehog spirit, hedgehog spirit. That's it, fans, you've got it right. Show your spirit for the green and white. Green and white, green and white, green and white. That's it, fans, help us out. Louder now, let's hear you shout. Yay!
Hey, Melissa, where's Meredith?
I don't know, Tiffany. I saw her in French.
That's weird. She never misses cheerleading.
Maybe the snot gave her detention.
No, Lydia. I saw her after rehearsal, and she didn't say anything about getting detention, although she should have.
Why don't you call her?
I can't, Serena. I lost my cell.
I heard Miss Chenault let her have it.
More like Meredith let Miss Chenault have it. I heard some of it from backstage. I can't believe the way she spoke to her. A teacher, an adult. It was unbelievable. I wonder what her parents would do if they knew she treated adults like that.
Meredith's parents aren't around long enough to know what goes on. They just give her a credit card, $1,000 in cash, catch a plane for Europe, and leave her by herself.
Hey, Melissa, what did Meredith say to Miss Chenault?
Meredith told her she'd do whatever she wanted because of her grandfather and her father and because she was rich, and told Miss Chenault that if she wasn't careful, she'd find herself teaching shop next semester.
Miss Chenault should just kick Meredith out and replace her in the play.
Replace her in the play? It opens tomorrow. There's no way Miss Chenault could find someone that quickly. No way.
Melissa knows it. She could do it. Couldn't you, Melissa? You've been to every rehearsal. You probably know everyone's lines. Miss Chenault would be stupid not to let you do it if she had to.
I'm going to tell you guys something, but you have to promise not to tell anyone else. When I got home last night...
How's your sister?
Better, thanks.
Go on.
When I got home last night, Miss Chenault called me and talked to me about being Juliet.
What did you say to her?
I couldn't do that to Meredith. She's my best friend. I couldn't take Juliet away from her.
You wouldn't be taking the part away from her. Miss Chenault asked you to, didn't she?
Yeah, pretty much. She did. But I could tell she was afraid to. After Meredith threatened her, you know, she's scared of her.
She scares me, that's for sure.
Well, well, well. It's so refreshing to see my squad not working. No wonder our cheerleading team is the worst in the district.
Meredith, we're just taking a break. We've been practicing.
There is no time for breaks. The championship is just 4 months away. Apparently, we're going to have to double up on practices. I mean, triple the number of times we practice. It seems I'm unable to trust Melissa, or co-captain, to keep you in shape while I'm not here.
Meredith, we don't have time to practice. We've got school, homework, and the play.
There's the bell. Remember, it's my responsibility as captain for you not to make a fool out of me. So I expect to see some improvement immediately, or else you're off the team. All of you.
Oh,
Melissa, I have something for you. Here.
Myself, thanks. Where did you find it?
You left it in French class.
Did my sister call?
No, but someone else did. They left a voicemail, which of course I listened to. Being the kind and caring person I am, it was Miss Chenault.
It was probably something about the play.
Yeah, a little something about, Melissa, it's Miss Chenault again. I was wondering if you had made a decision about what we talked about earlier? About you taking over Juliet? Call me back, please.
Meredith, it wasn't my idea. I wouldn't take Juliet away from you. You're my best friend.
Oh, I know you wouldn't. Otherwise, you'd no longer be my best friend. Now you call Miss Chenault and tell her you have no intention of being Juliet.
I gotta go. I'll be late, you know. Oh, by the way, what are you doing for Christmas? Your parents are gonna be in Nairobi, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome to spend it with us, Liz and I, if you want. I gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Later that evening, Meredith, relaxing in the bedroom of her parents' mansion, counting her Louis Vuitton collection, when she receives a voicemail from her Mumsy and Popsy.
Meredith, it's Mumsy and Popsy. We leave on a safari tomorrow morning, so if you need anything, call Mr. Foster at the bank and he'll take care of it. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, and darling, sweetie, be a lamb and call Dr. Harris and have him Federal Express me a vial of Botox, sweetie, darling. This African heat is making my face fall like the walls of Jericho, sweetie, darling.
Oh, and darling, sweetie, darling, Merry Christmas.
Suddenly, there is a clap of thunder and a flash of lightning, and the Priestly Mansion is plunged into darkness.
Blackout. Great.
And then, from behind her IMAX 6, there is an eerie glow.
Ooh. What's going on? Who's there? Who's there?
And with another clap of thunder, flash of lightning and an enormous puff of smoke, Meredith screamed.
Who are you? Get out of here!
You know, that smoke gets more and more difficult to regulate each time. I hate it. I'm required to use it, you know. Regulation 2-B47. All entities making an appearance on the earthly plane are required to utilize the special effect of smoke upon entrance. I hate it. Stinks, too.
Who are you?
Oh, Gwendolyn Cheswick, at your service, madame. Ghost extraordinaire from the world beyond.
A ghost?
You don't believe me, do you?
Nope.
The evidence is before you. Yeah, you do not believe it. Why?
Because you could be anything. A dream, perhaps? Or with those clothes you're wearing, more like a nightmare. I'm probably in bed, dead to the world, simply dreaming. Or I could have swallowed a Cheeto the wrong way, and I'm hallucinating. Or you might be... Okay, I get it. You're a ghost. Boo, scary. Got it. Now what are you doing here?
The answer to that question on tomorrow's episode of Christmas Carol High School, when Gwendolyn the Ghost reveals this bit of information to the snooty Meredith.
You'll be haunted by 3 spirits. Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first tomorrow when the bell tolls 1.
Couldn't they all just come at once? I do have a life, you know.
Part 3 of Christmas Carol High School, tomorrow on Ozarks at Large. Our original radio play, Christmas Carol High School, is a presentation of Arts Live Theater and Ozarks at Large. The script written by Mark Landon Smith, the performance directed by Jules Taylor, and recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The cast includes Dalton Williams, Blair Blankenship, Emily Waller, Gordon Allison, Jacob Fuller, Anna Street, Faith Esco, Tori Butler, and Sarah Mills. Arts Live Theater is based in Fayetteville and produces plays throughout the season, including Anne Frank and Me in February, Oliver Twist in March, and Secret Garden in April. To learn more about Arts Live Theater, you can go to artslivetheater.com.